Okay, today's Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We're actually on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We're up to the Mishnah, about 7-8 lines down from the top. Says the Mishnah, Hamalves Chavero. If somebody lends somebody money, and now it's time to pay back the loan, and he doesn't have the loan, doesn't have the money, so the halacha is you're allowed to take something from him as a mashkin. You didn't take it before; you can take it now. The Mishnah says, Lo Yimshichnenu. Don't take a mashkin. Ela bebezin. Only bezin can do that. Not you. Let bezin do it. You're gonna go into the guy's house. Right? As a matter of fact, the Yerushalmi says that the reason why you don't go in yourself is because that the Malva shouldn't take the best stuff. Run in there, take the good stuff. Well, you don't have to take the good, best stuff. You don't have to take his favorite things. You have to take things that are equal to the loan. Right? And the Sefer Chinuch expands on that. He says that we don't want people's possessions to be to become hefker. Just hefker. Right? That, let's say the guy, the malv is a strong arm. He'll come in and take whatever he wants. What's the lov supposed to do? Or the other way around. Let's say the malv is a weakling. And the lov is a strong arm. Come in, lov gives him junk. So the Mishnah says, you wait outside. Let Bezin take care of it. Right? Bezin, no one pushes Bezin around. And nobody gets pushed around by Bezin. You let Bezin do it. You don't go into the house to get the mashkin. Even Bezin doesn't disapply. Even might seem even Bezin doesn't go inside. Rather, what? The guy goes inside and brings out something. Right? So the Rosh says that returning, giving a mashkin is a mitzvah saseh. Because you're paying back a chov. It's a mitzvah saseh. So we force people to do mitzvah saseh. So the Rosh says, yeah, you force the guy to go inside and bring something out. You don't have to. Shenamar, like it says, b'chutz tamod, you wait outside. Hayilo shnei kalim. If you have two kalim, why do you have two kalim? You took two kalim. No tel echad umaniach echad. Now you took two kalim. You took a shirt and a pair of pants. Or better yet, that's not a good example. Let's say you took two pairs of pajamas. And that those two things were the value of the loan. When he needs the pajamas, you have to give it back to him. Right? Hayulo shnei kalim, no tel echad umaniach echad. One you can hold on to, one you give back. The halacha is, whatever you take as a mashkin, when the guy needs it, you have to give it back. Okay? So the Rashash asks, so why did the Mishnah teach the halacha with two? Right? Say one. You took a guy's pair of pajamas, every night you have to give it back to him. He needs pajamas. You know, you took two items, and when he needs one, you have to give it back. Why would the Mishnah pick a case of two items? You hear the question? Yeah. What do you need two items for? It's one item. The halacha is you take an item for a mashkin, and whenever the owner needs it, you have to give it back.
Well, you're saying there's only one thing.
If there's one thing you could take, and you have to return, so certainly two.
Well, you're saying like you have to alternate.
Right. Okay. So he has a different answer. He says, we're going to see half of today and tomorrow. Let's say a guy is menadev things to the Beit HaMikdash. I promise to give the erech value of myself. And it turns out the guy doesn't have two nickels to rub together. So why did he make a neder like that? I don't know. But he said it. The gizbar, the Beit HaMikdash, will come and start taking things. And we're going to learn the halachas of what the gizbar is allowed to take and what the gizbar is not allowed to take. For example, you can't take his tefillin. Why? Got a guy put on tefillin every day. Right? But the guy's got 85 shirts. He can take some of those shirts and sell them to pay off his chov. Why? Because he made a promise to the Beit HaMikdash, and we're going to enforce that promise. Same thing over here. You borrowed money. We're not taking a tefillin. That will leave you. We're not taking your bed. You got to have a bed to sleep in. You'll see what we're going to do. However, things that are extra in your life, we're going to take away. And we're going to learn all the dinim about what you can take and what you can't take from Erech Erechin. Okay? However, by the case of Neder, Im Adam Neder Litin Lahatesh, it's Erech Atzim, it's Erech Adamacher, and he doesn't have enough money to pay. One minute. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah says. By Erechin, there's no din like this. this is not the din. That if you have two, you take one and switch it. One of the din like that. That's why the Mishnah tell me two. Even though we're going to learn out a lot of the rules of what you could take from the din of Erechin, this is a different rule. This rule here is different. That's why it specifically says two. Tell you that it's different. Okay? Umachzir es hakar b'layla. You have to return the car, a pillow, at night. The guy didn't sleep on a pillow. Ves hamacharesha bayom. And you have to return a macharesha. A macharesha is a plow during the day. You have to return a plow during the day. Here, the Rishonim go to town. Because we're going to see it on the base. You're not allowed... The Pasuk says, the Torah says, lo yachbol rechayim v'rechev. You cannot take for a mashkin a rechayim or a rechev. What's a rechayim or a rechev? Basically millstones to grind wheat. That you can't take. Why not? The Torah says why not. Ki nefesh hu chovel. Because he's taking away his parnasa. The Gemara is going to learn out of this. You can't take anything that's used to prepare food. You can't take things that are used to prepare food. How can you take a macharesha? How can you take a plow? Five answers to this question. How can the Mishnah say he can take a plow? And you got to give it back in the morning so he can work with it during the day. Take it away at night. How can you take a plow? It's used to prepare food. How could you do that? So there are five answers. The Bala Ma'or answers because Dilmal Delove gave it to you. He can be mochel that rule. He can be mochel that din. I understand that the halacha is, but I don't need it. I have two. So take one. If I ever need it, the other one breaks and I need it, I'll come take it. That's Malamar's answer. The Rajba answers, you're in a chanami. You're over the isser of taking an item to use prepared food. You're over the isser. Ah, we have a machlokes. You're over the isser. You shouldn't have taken that. You should have taken a shirt. You shouldn't have taken a macharesha. But you took it. So does it work? So we have a machlokes about it down in Tamura. Right? If you do something you're not allowed to do, does it work? You're not allowed to do that. So is it considered a valid mashkin? The answer is yes. Why? So they learn in Tamura this question comes up. And the Gemara there says that there's an extra word of it says Hashev Toshiv lo es ha'avot. Hashev Toshiv. What's the plural double lashon Hashev Toshiv? To return the mashkin? That even if it was a mashkin you should never have taken to begin with, it still works. That's the Rashba. The Rashba gives another answer that no, you're allowed to take a food item at night. Nobody cooks at night. You're right. You got to give it back in the morning. It could be a guy taking a shirt. I never have to give that back. You have enough shirts. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. The Tosfos in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam over here on the daf says that when we say food items, we don't mean everything that has to do with. We mean mamash preparing food. A pot, a pan, a plate, a fork. What? A plow? It's a little far removed from a food item. Now, why is that any more far removed than a rechevel or a rechayim? I don't know. What? I'm sorry? What? No. Anything. He can need pajamas too. But the Torah says you can't take a chevel or a rechayim. And the Gemara is going to learn from that. You can't take anything used to prepare food. Tosa says, not something so far removed. What? So you have to give it back to him when he needs it anyway. You can't even take it to l'chachila.
Right. And the last answer, Tosa gives another answer.
No, we're not even talking about a mach. We're not even talking about a plow. That's not what we're talking about.
He says it's a magredes kitana ke'en machareisha shemeshtamshim bo lagared es haguf b'merchatz.
Some kind of device, some kind of tool to, I guess, I don't know, make yourself, I'm not sure what it is, make yourself clean when you're in the base of Merchatz, some kind of device, tool to get yourself clean. So I'm not even talking about that at all. Okay, those are the five answers. Okay.
The mace, if the guy dies, right? The mace, if the loveh dies, eino machzel yarshav. You do not have to return it to the yarshav. Right? That's it, you got it. It's going to be learned out of Pesukim. Rashi Megam Liel Omer, Af La'atmo Eina Machzir. You don't even have to return it to the Lova. Ela Ad Shloshim Yom. Only for the first 30 days. Umishloshim Yom Ulahalan, Mochrim Bebesin. After 30 days, Besin sells it. This whole thing of giving it back, that's only for 30 days. According to Rashi Megam Liel. You don't pay the loan within 30 days, we sell it, take the money, and any leftover will give the money back to the guy, and your loan is done. An entirely different way of looking at this. Okay? That's his halakha. That's his shita. Okay? So, the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shliach Bezdin, a Shliach Bezdin, Menatach Nituche, in. If a Shliach Bezdin bumps into the Lova in the middle of the street, and the Shliach Bezdin knows the Lova, he knows the Lova owes money, and he was on the way to Lova's house, actually. And he bumps into the Lova, and he says to the Lova, can I please have your gold watch? Because you owe Mr. Malva some money, and when you pay the money, we'll give the watch back. That's your allowed to do, says Shmuel. But Aval Mashkune, lo. But he can't go into the house. The Shliach Bezdin cannot go into the house. Okay? Aye, but not, but we just said, Hamalva es, the Mishnah, our Mishnah just said, how can Shmuel say this? Our Mishnah just said, Hamalva es chaveiro, if you lend money to somebody, lo yim shechnenu, don't go into the guy's house. Ella, rather, bibestin. Go to Bezdin. Michlal, what do you see from here? That Bezdin mashkinan. Bezdin can't go into the house. Shmuel, you said Bezdin can't go into the house. Only they bump into him in the street. Right? That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says you can't go in. You're right. Bezdin can. So the Gemara says, Amalei Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ema, no. Either you change the gears of the Mishnah, or this is what the Mishnah should mean. Ema, lo yinas chenu. You can't bump into somebody. Ella bibezdin. Only Bezdin can even bump into somebody. In other words, if I bump into the Lova, and Lova owes me money, I can't even take his watch. Going into the house? Nobody could do that. What about bumping into him in the street? Only Bezdin could do that. Now the Gemara says, how can I even stop her? That's even stop her that that's the case. You know why? The Kani Sefer, because it says in the Sefer, the Kani Sefer, because it says in the Sefer of our Mishnah, don't go into the house to take a mashkin. It's a mani. Who's that? If it's the balchov, that we know already. We know already the balchov can't go in. Elalath, it must be shliach bezdin. It must be the shliach bezdin. So according to Shmuel, the shliach bezdin cannot even go into the house. All he could do is stand outside, or he could also bump into him in the street. A malve, a balchov, can't even bump into him in the street. I mean, he can bump into him, but he can't take the mashkin away. Now the Gemara asks, Imishum ha lo iria. That's not a raya. That's not a, this problem with the ratio and the sefer. That's not a raya. Why not? Hakik amar. Here's how the Mishnah could read. Hamalva es chaveiro. You lend somebody money. Lo yish shkenenu ela bebezdin. You cannot take a mashkin from him. Only Bezdin can do that. Michlal, what do you see from here? The bebezdin mamashkinan. That the Bezdin can go in. Ubebal chov. Ubalchov, but if you're a balchov, afilu natuche nami lo. Even a balchov can't bump into you in the street. Why not? It's a gzeira. I think it's sticking the word kedei. They're sticking the word gzeira. No, gzeira. Gzeira shema yichanes labayis labeso litol mashkino. Because if I let you take him in the street, maybe you'll go into the guy's house. Right? There's nothing wrong. Make a redin. There's nothing wrong with bumping into him in the street and asking for the gold watch. Nothing wrong with that. But it's exera. Don't do that, because if you do that, he might walk into his house. And that's awesome.
This way, it's like the most extreme.
Right.
Best can do
everything. Exactly. Exactly. So, but Shmuel sticks to his shita and says, a Bezdin can't go into the house. Right? Shmuel could read the mission differently than we just read it. So that's the premise of the rest of the daf now. I mean, almost the whole daf. Shmuel holds. Shmuel's opinion is Bezdin cannot go into the house. What can they do? They can bump into him in the street, or they can stand outside. But you can't even do that. Masiv Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, asks Rabbi Yosef, wait a minute. It says in the Torah, Lo yachbal rechayim v'rechev. You can't take away somebody's rechayim or rechev. They can't. Not allowed to do that. Hadvar macherim, but other things, chavel. You can take. You can take a guy's shirt, take his pajamas, right? You can. Lo tzachbol beged almana. Don't take the beged of an almana. Right? Why not? Why can't you take the beged of an almana? Why not? Because when you return the beged, it's going to look very funny when the neighbors see a man in a beged almana's house. What does a man do by this almana returning her pajamas? That looks extremely suspicious. Don't do that. right? Which is going to get into the whole discussion we're going to have this week of reasons for mitzvos. Fascinating topic. Unfortunately, it's going to be a daf yomi shir. We're not going to have time to go on. It's an amazing topic. Are there reasons for mitzvos or are there not reasons for mitzvos? You do the mitzvah because Hashem said so. Hashem said so. You need to give yourself a reason. No reasons. Or no. There's an Indian to try to find reasons. It's a good thing to try to find reasons. The reasons are findable. They're discoverable with effort. And all that topic is about this mitzvah. About not taking the almana's clothing. So you don't take the almana's clothing. But a married woman, or a single boy, or a guy, whatever, you can't take that as clothing. Just the almana, because it looks suspicious. Everybody else, you could. Man, who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? Who are we worried about now? Shmuel, who are we worried about? Name a Balchov. If you're worried about the Balchov, he can't go in anyway, according to you. Haksiv, lo sabol beso, la baraboto. You're not going to let him in anyway. Why is anyone going to be suspicious? The neighbors are going to be looking. You're showing up at the Almana's door. You can't go in anyway. Elolav, it must be Shliach Bezdin. We're talking about the Shliach. Right? The neighbors don't know who this guy is. They see some guy, happens to be the Shliach Bezdin. They don't know that. They see some guy by the Almana's house. What do you see from here? You see from here that the Shliach Bezdin is allowed to go into the house. Unlike what you say, Shmuel. You say, no one can go in. Not the Balchov, not the Shliach Bezdin. But wait a minute. What about these Yisurim? Tirgama Rav Papa, Breder of Nachman, Kameder of Yosef. V'omri Le, Rav Papa, Breder of Yosef, Kameder of Yosef. La'olah Balchov. You know, we're talking about the Balchov. We're talking about the Balchov. And you know what? La'av Rav B'shnei Lavin. They're just giving him extra Lavin. You're right. If a Balchov goes into the house, he violates the Isser of going into the house. He also violates the Isser of taking an Almana's garment. Why? That's very suspicious looking. You're right. He's not allowed to go in, and if he does, he's chayav both. Very simple. Tashma. Another try to show that Shmuel's wrong. We're going to put Shmuel in such a corner that we're going to end up saying it's about Machlokes Tanaim. Because we're going to corner Shmuel. He's not going to have a way out to answer a brisa. So, Tashma. Mimashma Shenema. It says in the Torah, Bechutz Tamod, that the guy has to stand outside, don't go into the person's house. Right, we said, the reason why is because you're going to take the best stuff. You're not entitled to the best stuff. You're entitled to the average stuff. So if you go in, so you wait outside, let him bring you average stuff. Don't go into the house. So Mimashma Shenema, Bechutz Tamod, you have to wait outside. Any day, don't I know, Sheish Asher No Shebo Yotzi, that the guy who is demanding the money is the one waiting outside. But the pasuk says, "Bechutz tamod, wait outside." V'ish asher atanoshebo yotzi alecha es abo rachuta. And the guy who owes you the money will come bring the masjid outside. You don't go into the house. But don't I know that already? Who else are we talking about? Ela matamad loma v'ish. Why does it say all that in the pasuk? L'rabos shliach bezdin. It comes to include even the Balchov doesn't show up himself. He sent bezdin to show up. My love, doesn't that mean Kishliach Bezdin Kilove? That the Shliach Bezdin is just like the Love? Just like the Love is allowed to go into his house, so too you're allowed to go into his house. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Lo, Shliach Bezdin Kimalve. No, the Shliach Bezdin is like the Malve. Just like the Malve has to wait by the door, so too the Shliach Bezdin has to wait by the door. Not a Kasha and Shmuel at all. Another try. Toshma. We learnt in a Brisa. It says in the Torah, Im Chaval, this is in Shemot, I think this is in Parshas Mishpatim, Im Chaval Tachbal Simlas Reyecha. It says, Im Chaval Tachbal Simlas Reyecha, if you take a shirt as a mashkin, Ad Bo Hashemesh Tishivenolo. Then when the sun goes down, give it back to him. In other words, he took his pajamas, so when the sun goes down, he needs to go to sleep, you bring it back to him. And it says, Reyecha. Shliach Bezdin Akasav Medaber. You know who we're talking about? Who's this guy going to give the? We're talking about the Shliach Bezdin. Ata Omer Shliach Bezdin. You say it's the Shliach Bezdin. Hakasav Medaber. That the Torah is speaking about a Shliach Bezdin. O Eino Ella Bibalchov. Maybe we're talking about the Balchov. So the Gemara says no. Kishu Omer. When it says Lo Sovu El Beiso La Avod Avoto. It's a different pasuk. That pasuk is in Parshas Kisete. When it says Lo Sovu Beiso. El Beis El Avar Avoto, Hari Balchov Omer. That's the Balchov. Ha'amani Mekayin im chabal tachbal silmas reyecha. What does it mean when it says in Parashat Mishpatim, don't take when you're going to take these pajamas? Shliach bezdin akasa medaber. It's talking about a shliach bezdin. What's the kasha? What's the kasha?
The pasuk in Mishpatim seems to imply that you're allowed to go into the house. That's the kasha. That's the kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel said no way. That's the kasha.
So because we've just cornered Shmuel, right?
How does it show from that
pasuk? It's a good question. Rashi of. Go back on Amud Aleph for a minute. Go back to Amud Aleph. You see the Rashi of Chavila? It's the third Rashi of the Gemara. You see that Rashi? You see it?
Yeah.
What does Rashi say? Mitoch habayis mashma. You're going into the house. You know why? They're in the house.
Those are things in the house. There's a kitchen item. So you're in the house. So you see from here that you're allowed to go into the house. Shmuel, you're wrong. Now. Right. So I'm not sure how Shmuel's... So Shmuel's stuck. So therefore, the Gemara says, Tanoihi, it's a machlokas Tanoim. And therefore, Shmuel's going to hold like one sheet that's going to interpret the psukim differently, and he can't go in. This seems to hold he can. It's a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, because we want in a brisa, Shliach Bezdin Sheba Lamashkino, a Shliach Bezdin who shows up at your door to collect the debt from that you owe somebody, Lo Yikonis Lebeisa Lamashkino, he can't go into the house. Ella Amod Mibachutz, he has to wait outside. Vahala Motilo Mashkin, and the Loveh will bring out the Mashkin. Shenemar Bachutz Tamod Vaish. Right. Vitanya Idach, and we learned elsewhere, which is going to be that Shmuel. Now we're going to learn a brisa against Shmuel. Vitanya Idach, and we learned elsewhere. Balchov, a Balchov, Sheba Lamashkino, who comes to collect the debt, Lo Yikonis Lebeis Lamashkino. He can't go into the house to collect the mashkin. Ella Amod Bachutz. He has to wait outside. Vahala Nichnas Umotilo Mashkino. And the Lovel will come and bring the mashkin. Shenemar, like it says, Bachutz Tamod. Wait outside. Vishliach Bezdin Sheba Lamashkino. And a Shliach Bezdin that comes to collect the debt for you. You can go. He's allowed to go into the house. That's against Shmuel. That supports the reading of the Pesukim in Parashat Mishpatim. What's the other man that I'm going to do with the Pesukim in Parashat Mishpatim? Maybe like what Matzi said, go outside. Has to daft, just because it's a kitchen item means you can go to the kitchen? No. Make the loaf and bring it outside. V'lo, here's the line I started off with. V'lo yim shechenenu devar m'sha'ozen ba'ochel nefesh. And you're not allowed to take things that are used to prepare food. Right, you can't take things that are used to prepare food. How can you take a rechayim or a rechev? Not 100% sure about that. What? You're not allowed to take a rechayim or a rechev. What? Right. So right. That's the one. One answer we said with that. Another answer was that the lova can be mochel. Right.
Now, v'nosei mita mita. When you start taking the lova stuff, you leave him a bed and a bed. Why two beds? The Gemara will ask that in a minute. Right. Umata, and you leave him his quilt, la usher, if he's a rich guy. Mita mita, a bed and a bed. Umafet, and a cheaper type of quilt, a mat. Lani, if he's a poor guy. Lo, we only will leave it for him. Avalo ishto lulabana, vulabanasa. Not for everybody else. Why? Because they are not bound by this din. Only the lender, only the borrower, has to be entitled to keep bare necessities. Okay? And the Gemara says, "Kederech shemesadrin lebalchov." Just like when we mesader here means doesn't mean to make an order. Just like we go through a checklist, what can we take and what can't we take? Like we're going to see tomorrow, you can't take the tefillin, you can't take beds. What can you take and what can you not take? Same thing. Kach mesadrin be'erchin. So too, we will do the same checklist when we are taking money from to pay the promise that you made to the Beis HaMikdash be'erchin. Same thing. Gemara says, Klaf Elia, it's just the opposite. Iker Sidur be'erchin siv. No. The Iker place where you do this is by Erechin. We will learn out all the deed and by a loan from Erechin. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Eva, you're right. So switch it. Kederach Shem Misadrin Be'erchin. Just like we have Misader, a checklist. Be'erchin, Kach, Misadrin, Be'balchov. So too, we make the same checklist for a Balchov. Very good. Now that we said that, now we get into the whole discussion about making the checklist. Amar Mar. Nosin mitu mitu umatzel ashir, mitu mitu umatzel umapit l'ani. So the Gemara's question is, what do you need two beds for? Why two beds? Who has two beds? Right? You ever heard somebody with two beds? Eleim leman. Who's two beds? Eleim leishta ulavana v'ulavanosa. If it's for the wife, hamarta. We already said lo avalo leishta ulavana v'ulavanosa. We can take the wife's bed. Only his bed we can't take. What do you need two for? Ella idividlidei. Really, they're both his. Tarte lamali. What does he need two for? Chada one to achalala. One to eat with. Might not have been a bed. Might have been like a couch or a sofa or some kind of. You know, in the olden days, you're reclining, right. V'chad and one, tizagale. One to sleep on. Why? What do you need two for? Kiddush Shmuel. Like Shmuel's vart. Tamar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Kol mili yadana as susei. I know the remedy for all ailments. Shmuel was a doctor. Right? Kol mili yadana as susei. I know the remnant. I know the remedy for all. Asusa means what? Afflictions, right. There's a medical journal they put out in Israel. It's called Asisa. Right? Levar Mahani Tlas. Except for three. Three things I just didn't know. What are they? Man da'achel ahina marira. If somebody eats a bitter date, ali barekana, on an empty stomach, uman da'asar misna de'kisna rativa acharte, somebody who uses for a belt a wet strand of flax, something that's going to make him sick. I don't know how to get out of that. Uman da'achal nahama v'lo maski arba garmidi. Somebody eats bread, somebody has a suda, and doesn't walk four amos. So, somebody does that, they get sick, and I don't know how to deal with that. Therefore, explains Rashi, give him two beds, so when he eats, he has to walk to the bed. So he's walking four amos. He won't get sick. Yeah? And that's why he really gets two beds. Tony Tana Kaveder of Nachman. Kiderech shemesadrin be'erechin. Just like we are mesadr you for erechin, kach mesadrin be'balchov. So too we do the same thing when you owe money. Just like we make a checklist when you owe money to the Beis HaMikdash, so too we make a checklist when you owe money to anybody. Amalei hashta zivune mazvinanle sedure mesadrinanle. What do you mean? If we're going to sell the items, what are we making a checklist for? What are we making a checklist for? We're going to sell the items to pay off this debt. What are we making a checklist for? The Gemara says, "Mimas vinalei." Who said we sell the items? Who said that? Fortnan, machzer zekarbel alav as a machareisha b'yom. We return the pillow at night. We return the plow in the day. What are you talking about? We don't sell anything, right? The Gemara says, "No." Tanak Rav Shmuel Megam Liel, Tanak Hanei. No, Rav Shmuel Megam Liel said you do sell it. V'achi kamar. Here's what he meant. V'achi kamar lei. Ha shel Rav Shmuel Megam Liel. According to Rav Shmuel Megam Liel, Zivune Mezvinale. According to Rav Shmuel Megam Liel, we learned from the Mishnah. You have 30 days of this giving back the pillow at night. After 30 days, we sell it. Right? So according to Rav Shmuel Megam Liel, what are we making a checklist for? We're selling everything anyway in 30 days. Well, making a checklist for the 30 days? So what are we making a checklist for? Give it back whenever he needs it. He needs a tefillin? Give it back. Doesn't need a tefillin the whole, if he wants tefillin the whole day, call a kavod. If he doesn't, take the tefillin at night. Doesn't pay after 30 days, we're going to sell those tefillin. He needs a tefillin? It's not my problem. Right? Hashem Shurim Megam Liel Zavun Ezevin Alei Sidurim Ezevin Alei Titnan Hashem Megam Liel Omer Afla Atzmo Eino Machzer Ela Ad Shloshim Yom. Only for 30 days. Mikan Ve'elech Mokhmer Ve'ezin. After 30 days, you sell it. Right? So why are you making a checklist according to Hashem Megam Liel? No, the checklist is, what can't we take? Because we can't take bare necessities. You can't take bare necessities. Can't take a guy's bed. Can't take his bare necessities. Yeah, but according to Rav Shmuel Megam Liel, this is only going on for 30 days. So good. You take it, first of all, you can take his bare necessities, and whenever he doesn't need a bed during the day, so give it back. After 30 days, we're going to sell everything. What are you making a checklist for? The Gemara says, Umimai, Techi Kamar, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Zivune Lagamri Kamar. Who said that when Rav Shimon Gamliel says we sell it, who said he means to sell it totally? It's a little bit what you're saying. Dilma maybe, Hachi Kamar. Here's what Rav Shimon Gamliel meant to say. Ad Shloshim Yom, Hadile Be'ene. Till for the first 30 days, whenever he needs it, return it. Whether it's a bare necessity or not, he needs it, return it. If he needs it every day, return it every day. If he needs it once a week, return it once a week. Mikan ve'elich, after 30 days, mihadale lemay dechazile, only return it if he needs it. In other words, whatever is a bare necessity, return. Umizvanina and maydalo chazile, and whatever he doesn't need, go sell. You know, like what you said. The Gemara says, no. Isol kadaitach isle. Isol kadaitach isle lo shir mengam liol. High svara, if he would hold from the svara, let gamidi de lo chatile. There'd be nothing he doesn't need. In other words, there's no such thing that you don't need. Therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel can't hold like that. Why? The Amar Abaya, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Kulu Sfiru Luhu. They all agree. Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim heim. They all agree that the b'nei Yisrael are all considered halachically, and we're going to see nafkaminas in a minute. They're all considered b'nei melachim for various halachas. A b'nei melech, a ben melech, needs everything. So this split of, well, see if he needs it or not, is irrelevant. It's an impossible split. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel does not hold that way. Therefore, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel cannot hold that, he cannot hold that you can sell items that are, that whether they're needed or not. That's not a distinction. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you sell everything. It must be now that so now we don't have an answer to the question. The question was, why are we making a Seder according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? That's the question. So I don't know if we can answer that question. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, how do you know that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds this way? Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, in Shabbos, that lois haluf, lois hachardol. You're not allowed to touch luf. Luf is a certain kind of bean on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to touch chardol, mustard seeds on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to touch them on Shabbos? Because they have no purpose. They have no purpose. You can't. You have to cook them or grind them. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. You're not allowed to grind on Shabbos. Any food that you can't eat on Shabbos is muksa. For example, I saw this. Frozen meat is muksa. Rice is muksa. You can't eat that. It has to be cooked. It's all muksa. It's a very fascinating halacha, because in your book, in your shelf, and you want to get something, you move something out of the way to get to it, you might not be able to do that. Why? But that's only if it's a kli. You can only move a space if it's a kli. If there's a pencil there, you can move the pencil. Pencil's a kli. Rice is not a kli. Frozen meat's not a kli. You want to get to the ices, you want to move the frozen... It has to be a kli.
It's been needed, it's a pack.
What?
It's been needed, it's a
pack. So? I'm not learning Hilchas Muksa now. But, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no, Mater. He matters it. Beluf. Why? Bibneshahu Michael Orvin. Because it's a food for the ravens. So what? Rashi says that kings always had ravens. To play with them, to beautify the palace, right? We're B'nai Malachim. We also have ravens. Whether you have a raven or not. Since you could have a raven, when Shabbos begins, this is my food. Food that you can use on Shabbos is not muksa. Dog food is not muksa. Why not? Because you feed the dog. Therefore, luf is not muksa. So you have a halachic ramification of when muksa, of when B'nai Malachim makes a change in the halacha. Another case. Rav Shimon Ditnan, B'nai Malachim. B'nai Malachim, Sachin Shemin Verit Agavim Akpaseyam B'Shabbos. A B'nai Melech, a king, is allowed to apply the oil from some kind of flour on a wound on Shabbos. Why? You're not allowed to put medicine on Shabbos. Shekain, darkon, losuch b'chol. Because they do the same thing during the week. In other words, and therefore, since kings use this stuff during the week, why do they use it during the week? Because it smells nice, it's like a perfume, but it also has medicinal value. Every Jew, according to him, is allowed to put it on Shabbos also. Why? Because who knows?
Why are they doing it during the week?
Because it smells good.
Provided that they were doing it during the week.
Right. But since kings... No, but since kings always put it on during the week. Why? Because it smelled good. It had a value unrelated to medicine. Every Jew could put it on Shabbos.
Just on Shabbos.
And during the week if you want. But even on Shabbos. Why? I eat medicine. Doesn't look like medicine. Everyone, they put it on during the week too. You could be considered a B'nai Melech for this halacha. Right? If you're a pauper, the paupers don't have this. This is a very expensive thing. It's for the rich people. Right? But the kings have it. You could call yourself a king. Why? Call yourself B'nai Melechim name. Change the halacha. Right? Normally, you can't put this. Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says that it's the first wide line, the very end of the line. Below Shomaka, Hilkach, Ki'ikamaka, Namilo Muchacha Milsa de la Refua of it. It doesn't really look like you're doing it for Refua. Why? Because the gods are Rabbanim, Mishum Shechita Samamanim. The Rabbanim made Xerah, you can't apply medicine because maybe you're going to grind. What does looking like medicine have to do with this halacha? That's something I don't understand. Since it doesn't look like medicine, you're allowed to wear it. Right? So the answer is that there's such a thing like that. That if it doesn't look like medicine, for example, let's say you're not feeling well. So you have chicken soup. Chicken soup is not medicine, but it's going to make you feel better. You're allowed to have chicken soup if you're not feeling well on Shabbos? Of course you are. Why? I eat medicine. That's not medicine. Same thing over here. The malachim, they wore this all the whole week. It's going to help out the wound. That doesn't look like that. It's like chicken soup. So therefore you're allowed to. Okay? Next. Rav Shimon Omer, call yourself B'nai Melechim Haim. Rishon Rav Akiva. What about Rishon Rav Akiva? The Tanya. Harisha Yenoshin Bo Elef Zuz. If somebody owes $1,000, right? V'lovash Itztula Bas Me'amana. And he's wearing a shirt worth $10,000. A very expensive shirt. Mafshita Nosa Mimenu. What do you do? Take that shirt off. And Malbishan also it's the lahayruyalo. And what you do is you sell the shirt, buy the guy a normal shirt, with a $10,000 shirt, buy the guy a normal shirt, and with the excess of the sale, pay the guy back. Right? Makes sense. V'tanamishum Rabbi Shmuel, V'tanamishum Rabbi Akiva. No, call Yisrael ruin law. So it's the law, right? Everybody wears a shirt like that. Why? Because we're all kings. That's not an option. Take that shirt off. Who wants to say you need such an expensive car? Sell the car. Buy yourself a normal car, right? And with the money, pay the loan back. Says these Tanayim, no, you don't do that. Why? Call yourself B'nai Melechim. Right? The president doesn't drive around in a Ford, right? He drives around in some big fancy car, right? So we're the same way. So this is not an answer. What do you do about the loan? I don't know. But this is not an option. So what do you see from all this? Everybody holds that call yourself B'nai Melechim and actually change the halacha. Well, am I to tell like a daitan meikara? What were we thinking originally? Diyavla ma'id chazila umzavin and ma'id lo chazile. What were we thinking? That you're going to sell what's necessary, and you're not going to sell what's not necessary. Bishlam akarva keses chazile de beini beini. That makes sense when it comes to pillows. You have expensive pillows. You have cheaper pillows. Elamacharish elamay chazi. What kind of you have a different kind of plow? Gemara says, yeah, I'm a rabba, the kaspa. Yeah, golden one. For the golden one, so you don't need that one. Sell that one, buy a normal one, and with the excess money, you can pay it off. Okay, so we haven't answered, we didn't answer the question. Right. So we didn't answer the question, so maybe we're going to answer it tomorrow. I didn't do the whole daf tomorrow, only halfway through. We didn't get to the answer yet. So, okay, we'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.